Welcome to the Athletes in Action podcast.
We are a sports ministry serving athletes at the University of Missouri.
Join us weekly for conversations about faith and sport.
One of the things that we desire for this semester, and it's actually going to be a theme, is what does it look like to participate in the kingdom of God? And as I was thinking about this and planning, beginning to plan for the semester and where God, where do you want us to go as a group? What do you want us to know? That was a theme that kept coming back, is just kingdom participation. And as I began to think about that, Mamola came to my mind just because I've watched her grow so much in a relatively short amount of time. Like we were talking the other day, and I would say like in the last 18 months, I've just really watched God do a work in your heart. You begin living from the inside out. And so I wanted Mamola to come and to share a little bit about what that was like, her journey. So would you tell us, just as we begin, what did faith look like early in your life?
I'd say I grew up in a Christian home, but it was a lot for me like going through the motions. Like, I don't know, I went to church with my parents on Sundays and went to Bible study occasionally, but didn't really know God personally for myself up until like my high school years.
So growing up with faith, where I was probably, they talked about God in your home, did that ever become just the routine and the familiarity? Did that ever get boring to you?
For sure. I think it kind of was like, I don't know, it became numbing. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's just kind of like, I hear it, I don't know, but not truly knowing it. But yeah, for sure. Like a wolf.
So when would you say was like the light, when did the light bulb come on for you? What was that experience?
I'd say like coming into college, going into, like an environment where I'd be by myself. So it's like, I don't know, there's no parent to force you to go to church. So it's like, do you really believe in this faith that you've carried throughout your whole life? And then I'd say like going into my freshman year, I had a lot of issues just like with the new environment, but, UTC I'd say was like a huge, prompter to like, I don't know, push me deeper into my faith.
Okay. Before we go to UTC, what were some of those issues that kind of came up during your freshman year that you would,
right,
that you would say?
I'd say I was dealing with a lot of like performance anxiety. Like, I don't know, I had a lot of expectations to meet coming in as a freshman, and it just gave me a lot of anxiety, like just going into practice and games, and I didn't deal with it very well because I was so based on like what my coaches thought or how I was performing and stuff like that. And I didn't deal with it too well. So.
And if I remember right, academics was part of that too, huh?
Most definitely. yeah, I also wanted to like do well in school because that was one thing my parents, you know, really hit home when we were younger.
Okay. So you said that UTC, which that stands for the Ultimate Training Camp, that's one of the summer opportunities that we do with Athletes in Action. So you said that was like a pivotal point for you. What was it about UTC that turned the light on?
There were quite a few things, actually. But I think one thing for sure, like UTC taught me, one, how to integrate my sport with my faith. I think that was like huge. Like pregame, like anxiety was not really necessarily a thing anymore, but it was also the community and environment, seeing young people my age like wanting to know more about God as well and wanting to develop their faith. I think that for sure was one thing that was taken.
Yeah, so we've got these two pictures on the screen. These are from your UTC experience. What are those, when you look at those, what's that prompt in your mind in terms of memory of where you were and what was going on?
Right. This one was at the end of the special, so definitely a soreness. I was thinking, but I think a whole lot of relief. I don't know. Going into the week, I didn't know what to expect, but it was like coming out. Like I had learned so much, and like knowing that one of the concepts that we learned was audience of one. And I don't know if I should if I can share, but it's like playing with God as your audience of one, like, and not relying on necessarily your coaches or the fans or what people have to say about your performance. So that was just like one thing, huge takeaway that I knew would help me with my anxiety and stuff like that. So
Okay, so when you came back from, you came back from UTC, and sometimes we have these experiences where, like, you know, your mountaintop experience, and then you have to come back. What was coming back like for you? What were you anticipating? What happened?
I was really hoping that I would have like an all-star season. I was thinking, nope, it didn't. I really thought, like, you know, coming off of UTC, like, I was equipped. There's nothing that could stop me, and literally came in, had an ankle injury in the first, like, week of practice. And, I mean, it was, like, not devastating, I should say, but and if someone had asked me what was going on at the time, I'd be like, things aren't well, but I'm well. And it was just more so that, like, I don't know, my performance was not, like, my end-all, be-all, but, like, knowing that in that time I could draw closer to God, or I did draw closer to God in my faith and stuff like that. Yeah.
So you thought you were going to grow athletically, have this all-star season, but it was more of a spiritual growth?
Is yes, that really? for sure. Spiritual growth, like, I don't know, in just, like, questions that, like, I had, or little questions I would ask God and, like, ask the Holy Spirit to, like, comfort me or help me through practice or something, or help me through recovery. And it was like seeing that God was walking with me through this journey too. Was great.
Okay. What did community look like? Because we went from, you came back from UTC, you started growing. What did the growing look like for you?
I definitely became more involved with AIA. I feel like I was here. I don't think I missed, unless for soccer, I don't think I missed much. But also, like, in church, go to C2 on Providence. I think I grew in the community in the church. Usually I would just, like, Uber there and Uber back home, like, not wait to talk to anybody at all. But, like, just after church, staying to talk to people and, like, you know, having them pour into me as well in that time.
Very good. So just involvement in community, both here and at church as well. Okay. Now, one of the things that you were growing, and I remember we were talking about some of the things we were talking about here in AIA, we had this opportunity to go to Jamaica. And I remember we were actually sitting right over there at the table. And I remember that you said, man, I'm not afraid of Jamaica, but I'm afraid of what God will ask me if I do go to Jamaica. Do you remember that?
Yes, I actually do remember that conversation. I don't know. I just felt like as in this was opening a door to something I couldn't close again. And, like, I don't, we had gone through, like, a series of, like, or I had gone through a series of, like, promptings, as I would call them. Like, at church, we were going through a series called Kingdom Builders. And it was talking about, like, whose kingdom concerns you? Like, what are you doing for God's kingdom? And then, like, at AIA, we were talking about how our walk with God was not meant to be individualized, like, just for ourselves. It was supposed to be, like, outwardly expressed as well. So I was just like, oh gosh, Jamaica? Question mark. But yeah.
Okay. So you went, we've got a picture up here. You went to Jamaica. What was your experience like?
It was wonderful. It was life-changing. I don't know. There's so many things from that first trip that, like, I don't know. I saw, like, what it looked like to have influence, like, as an athlete. I think one thing that I learned was that, like, we all have, like, a crowd that we can talk to or that we can relate to. And so in Jamaica specifically, there was a night that we went to an all-girls dorm. And, like, I never knew these girls before, like, never met them before, but it was like they've been my best friends. And, like, just having, like, a little Bible study with them and talking to them about school and sports and stuff like that, it was, like, eye-opening that, like, I don't know, I could be relatable, or God could make us relatable in that moment. Yeah,
that's really cool. Were there other high water marks in Jamaica that you would say God met with me there?
For sure. There was another incident at the, there was a cricket game. Yes, cricket match. Never watched cricket live in my life. So that was interesting. But it started raining. So, like, the teams had to, like, come into the stands. And I think what was so unique about this experience for me was that, like, I don't know, seeing my parents had talked about, like, I don't know, campus evangelism, like, when they were, I don't know, younger and in college, and I was like, that sounds weird, like, I don't know, it seems like y'all were holding picket fences, picket signs and whatnot, but it was, like, seeing that, like, just, like, in the simple things, like, in a stand, talking to athletes who were just, I guess, intermission before their game started, I think that was just huge, too, to see the practicality of evangelism.
Okay, very good. So, okay, so what was interesting about Mamola, so we went to Jamaica, so this was spring break of a year ago. We get back from spring break, and a couple weeks go by, and Mamola's like, I think I need to go back. And she went back 6 weeks later as an intern. Why, and how did that play out?
Well, I'd say, like, the first trip I had an amazing experience, and, like, honestly didn't think I would be going back, but I think I thought a lot of the stuff that happened to Jamaica was isolated there. It was like, I can only do that there. And coming back...
Like what?
Like evangelism, like, okay. just doing the things that I did there. I was like, okay, back to school, back to Columbia, you know. But it was just, like, seeing that, like, I don't know, that experience, like, propelled me. I wanted more of that also. So I guess going back the second time as an intern for UTC, I remember how monumental that had been a couple months prior. And so it's like, I feel like I had made so many relationships with the athletes there the first trip that I'd like to see them go through this camp again if I can. So I think that was huge.
Okay. So when you, so you go, and so this was, well, that was just months ago, right? That was the beginning of the summer. Okay, so you come back. What was summer like for you? How did God transition everything that had happened
on,
on your way back? Yeah.
Yeah. So once again, as if I thought again, okay, just Jamaica. That doesn't happen, you know, anywhere else but there. But I think this summer, I had summer school after the summer trip. And so just like being here in Colombia, I was like, there's really not much to do. But I think like that was where God, like, I met me. I feel like I've grown so much in my relationship with, like, a few of my teammates in particular. I think this summer God just, like, showed me, too, again, like, I don't know, the people are here to reach, or, like, people are here to, you know, influence or grow with, and, yeah.
So what's God asking of you right now?
Oh, God, I...
that's him. What's he asking of you right now?
I think right now God's asking me definitely to make this like a life's work, not necessarily to be like on a pulpit somewhere preaching, but like in my lifestyle. I mean, I'm a biomed engineering major. I don't know if I'm going to use my major, but even as an engineering major later on in life, and even presently right now as a student athlete, God's just saying like in your lifestyle, as you're growing with me, grow with others. And I think that for sure is what God's saying.
That's cool.
Saying now.
Okay. How would you encourage, or what would you say to the people, these guys that are listening to you?
I'd say like, it's not far-fetched. Like, I think, I don't know, I bought the idea that I was too young, or it was just, it's too grandeur, but like, no, like we have a crowd that we can influence now too, or we have a crowd that we can grow with now, and we have students, we have fellow student athletes here too who are seeking God as well, and like I feel like there's so much opportunity here in this time period to like, I don't know, reach with others. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing.